Many of the musicians throughout the Gulf region are now scattered throughout the country. The Tipitinas Foundation, which does community outreach for that legendary club in New Orleans, is helping to locate and support musicians who've been scattered by Hurricane Katrina. The foundation is also helping musicians find housing while the city is being drained. On the Tipitinas website, they're listing tips on what it takes to be a good host to a musician and what a musician can do to be a good guest. Bill Taylor directs the Tipitinas Foundation. He's temporarily in residence at Black Mountain, North Carolina. Mr. Taylor, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Now, we understand that the folks at the Lake Eden Arts Festival there in North Carolina actually made up the list you're using, but let's go over it if we can to try and make it as specific to New Orleans and Delta musicians as we can be. So what tips do you suggest to be a good host?
To be a good host, well, I mean, I think, you know, musicians kind of are sort of their own breed in a sense. They stay up late, they wake up late, they're very creative people, they spend time, you know, where they're writing songs or practicing, and it's not the typical 9-to-5 job. That's just something we're just wanting to make clear, that as some of these musicians go into different houses where people maybe live more of a 9-to-5 lifestyle, mm-hmm. there's just got to be a little bit of understanding to take place there.
The family has to understand the musician, and the musician has to understand the family.
Exactly. And I think, you know, once we sort of lay that out and just let everybody know what the situation is, it's not going to be a problem. These musicians in New Orleans are wonderful people. The music community there is very strong and filled with just a lot of kindness and love. So I truthfully don't foresee any problems.
Mm-hmm. But the host should not hesitate to say, you know, we have a couple of young kids in the household, so try not to blow your trumpet at 2 a.m.
Yes, exactly. And as we start to get our musicians into homes, we are taking a look at, you know, I mean, some of the musicians are entering homes with their children. And yeah. in that case, we're matching families, you know, with similar age kids. So we don't want to sort of have a real oddball match come up.
Have you gotten calls from people saying, yeah, Fats Domino can stay at our place?
Oh, yeah. Fats Domino's okay. I'll let everybody know that. He's in a safe place. And for every Fats Domino and Whit Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr., mm-hmm. there are thousands of musicians now without a home and without an instrument.
Mr. Taylor, not to put too fine a point on it, but is it important for them to, just for their self-esteem, to keep playing paid gigs?
Definitely. One of the many different initiatives is to reach out to different music clubs, and mm-hmm. People have been rising to the occasion. I've talked to different clubs who are doing benefit concerts for our organization and others. You know, they'll say, we want to get some New Orleans artists. And I say, well, that's great, but before I can refer one to you, I just need your assurance that these guys are going to get paid. They're the ones that need it.
Bill Taylor is with the Tipitinas Nightclub in New Orleans, and he's setting up housing for musicians who have been displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Mr. Taylor, nice talking to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.